And we are pleased now to have in studio with us Dr. Todd Rhodes. He's the superintendent of schools for North Platte Public Schools. Thanks for coming in, Todd.
Thank you.
You're even, well, I mean, you're not quite dressed to the nines like you usually are, but still dressed quite well in the summer.
We're kind of in summer mode.
But that's good. Need to have that. And we've got Board President Emily Garrick in with us. First chance to meet you, Emily.
Yeah, thank you, Corey.
Thanks
Glad
for coming
to be here.
In. And, of course, we have our good old Director of Communications to my right, Brandon Peterson.
Good morning.
How you doing, Brandon?
Doing great.
I was kidding because he's Director of Communications, but most of that's email. It's hard to get him to talk a little bit. He just kind of sits there and makes sure, you know, everything, you know, that nothing bad comes out of the mouths and if we have to revise anything. But you haven't had to do that in my time here, so you're just maybe moral support more than anything? I don't know.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, you know, you're right there with him. Let's talk about the meeting. Dealt with a lot of stuff. Last night, wanted to touch a little bit, Dr. Rhodes, on the financial report, because this is something pretty much you'll deal with every month, just make sure you're kind of on track, right?
Yeah, for sure. And we do have a new director of finance, our associate superintendent, Damon McDonald. And so this was his first meeting with our Board of Education. And just a big thank mm-hmm. you to Stuart Simpson, who retired at the end of June. So this was really kind of a little bit different report for our board because Dr. McDonald gives report that are a little bit different than what Mr. Simpson had done.
Right.
But yeah, I think on a monthly basis, we want to show our receipts that come into the district and then certainly our expenditures as well. So there's some monthly numbers on there as well as then just the overall balances where we're at as a district in various funds from the general fund mm-hmm. all the way through our special building fund.
And with that, you always you start with a page delineating enrollment for each of the grades and each of the schools in the district. And I see that at the end of June, your enrollment was down a little over 1%, 1.3% from the September enrollment last fall. So is that... Well, this is September 2025, so is this coming?
It should be September 2024.
Okay, yeah. So it is yep. That's what I thought. I just noticed that, and I'm like, okay, yeah they wouldn't be comparing to what's coming up. So
correct.
Is that about average?
You know, I think most of rural Nebraska has experienced a decline in enrollment, and so
mostly I would, due to moves?
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, families are a little bit smaller than they used to be, and you have declining populations. I think where we're at in North Platte with what we're seeing with economic development, I think we're on the verge of an increase in enrollment. So really right. that 1% is actually probably a little better than we've been in the past in terms of the comparison from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. I know mm-hmm. our Welcome Center has been very busy in enrolling new students, and we're not getting as many requests for records of kids moving out of the district. So I really am optimistic that we're going to see that number even grow when we get in August and we start our 25-26 school year.
I know with Sustainable Beef and the hirings that they're made, you're expecting an influx of people into the public schools, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
So that'll be a good thing. For sure.
I would love to add on that too, Corey, if you don't mind.
Please do.
Our new strategic plan, our mission statement, we've identified that we want North Platte Public Schools to be a destination school district. And so that has really been on the forefront of a lot of our conversations is, you know, even if our, you know, just population numbers in those age groups are mm-hmm. going down, what can we do to really make North Platte Public Schools a place that families are seeking out because they mm-hmm. want their children to go there? So whether that looks like people moving to the community because of those opportunities that we provide, or, you know, looking and identifying some things to try to lower the numbers of students that may want to opt out of our district. So that has certainly been a topic of frequent conversation and is really a big part of our plan moving forward.
Try to brainstorm a little bit between the board members and come up with ways and probably take input from the public too and feedback on what can we do to make this a more attractive place and a place where students, you know, really seek out as being a good place, not just for their education, but just to build relationships? Is that kind of what you try to put into the hopper there as far as,
yep,
you know,
yep, improving? Absolutely. Trying to identify if there are pain points that are reasons people are leaving, but then really highlighting there are so many great things that are already happening in our district as far as opportunities that we provide for students. I think especially when you get to that secondary level and you start looking at career opportunities and collegiate opportunities and activities, just really highlighting those things so that students do realize why North Platte Public Schools is a great place to go. Mm-hmm. And then again, identifying if there are any things that we need to fix. So I view it as kind of a two-part process to really mm-hmm. showcase what we offer as a district.
One of the things you did, and this wasn't something I mentioned before we went on, but it just came to mind, was what Corey did at the end of the school year, highlighting those students that made improvements in their SAT scores and actually giving prizes for that. And I think that's terrific because, I mean, with athletics, it's self-evident, you know, your success and everything kind of speaks for itself when you have success in various sports. But we don't really put the spotlight, I don't think, enough on the academic side, which is really why we're supposed to be in school, right? To prepare us for life, you know. And sports does that to a degree. But the academic side and what he did there, I think, is a great thing and something which I'm sure is probably going to become a yearly thing for you, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we've had a lot of conversations in that strategic plan also about just celebrating academic excellence and facilitating that. So I think that was a great event to celebrate those scores. And yeah, I totally agree with you. We should celebrate all of our academic successes and wins as well.
And there's just students that are not athletically gifted, and they might feel like if 95% of the focus is on the stuff that they're not good at, then, you know, where's the, you know, I mean, motivation comes from within, obviously. But if you do stuff like that, I think there's a little more incentive, right? Because, hey, I might get noticed, you know, because let's face it, we all like to get, you know, kudos for the work we put in.
No, oh, yeah. Everybody likes to be the hero in the story, for sure.
Well, I don't know about the hero, but I won't. I want to be noticed, you know. I want to be congratulated. I want an attaboy once in a while. So I think that was a great thing, and that's why I brought it up, popped in my head.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
You're always dealing with reserves and with your budget and all that. And you were telling me, Dr. Rhodes, about, you know, working towards a goal, and this seems like, you know, outlandish, but $12 million is kind of your goal to have in reserve. Now, you're not quite there, but, I mean, you're building towards that. You got to be kind of mean and lean with the funds that you get from the state, but at the same time realize that something can come up, and we're always, you know, thinking of things that can happen that we're going to have to dip into that.
Yeah, right? The general rule of thumb has always been that you want 3 to 4 months of bills that you need to pay over the course of time. So with school district, cash flow is very, very up and down. So, you know, whether you're talking about state revenues, federal revenues, or your local revenues, which are property taxes, that they come in very infrequently. So you have months where you have quite a bit of cash on hand, but then you need to get through 4 or 5 months where you don't have that revenue coming in. So it's a little bit different than, for instance, a household budget, where you have an idea on a monthly basis what that income is going to look like, and then you certainly know what it looks like with the money going out. Well, school districts have the knowledge of what's going out on a monthly basis, but what comes in monthly is very sporadic. And so that is the main reason that you want to carry a reserve, mm-hmm. is when you get into the lean months, which are typically... it'll be coming up here in October, November.
Okay.
We'll have some lean months there. You want to have enough in reserves to get through those months, and then you'll get some months of really good revenue coming in.
Okay.
So, and I do think the board, that's a goal the board has set, is to build that reserve up a little bit. And that takes time to do, several years to build that reserve up.
Mm-hmm.
I think one thing to clarify on the board goal of that, because I think it's important, we hear a lot of concerns about taxes and increasing taxes and what that's doing to individuals' own personal budgets.
I can't imagine why you'd be getting yes. concerns about taxes.
And so I do want to just clarify, you know, mm-hmm. the current board is very cognizant of that and mm-hmm. really trying to do our due diligence and do everything that we can to not see increases in taxes for our constituents. So I know that when we start talking about things like cash reserves and building those, there might be some people who are concerned about, well, the district's stockpiling money. And that's not the intent there, because actually, in fact, when we don't have appropriate cash reserves, it's costing taxpayers more dollars, because there are months where we've had to do things in the past, like take a line of credit to make sure that we were able to make that month's expenses. And so those things cost dollars and interest.
Right?
Exactly.
Correct.
So it really is the fiscally responsible thing to do to make sure that we have those cash reserves mm-hmm. there, so that we're not spending money on unnecessary things like mm-hmm. interest payments. So I think that that's an important clarification, because I think that could become a point of concern. Mm-hmm. But really the intent there is the opposite of that. So.
Okay.
That's great. Yeah. Great point.
Very good clarification. I wanted to give you the opportunity to comment about your special education department. And this is something that obviously the people that are involved know how important it is, people that have those kids that need that special help. But North Platte Public Schools Special Ed Department employs 50 certified/licensed staff members. Children birth through age 21. This surprised me. I thought it started like at 4 or 5, but it actually starts from birth.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you got birth to 3, right, in one bucket, and 4 through 21.
Yeah. And they are two different programs. So the, mm-hmm. the birth through 3 falls under Rule 52. And then what we call the school age special education, which goes all the way to age 21, is governed by Rule 51. So mm-hmm. so the rules and regs are a little different for both. The birth through 3 is a year-long program. And so, you know, we have staff that work all those 12 months serving those children. Most of that is in home services. So, you know, it's more of a family plan as opposed to an individual education plan that is the school-aged. So we're really working with the families on providing supports and services for their child in that family setting. Mm-hmm. And then we have a transition program from that 3 to 4-year-old as they move into what we call the school-age program. And mm-hmm. then that plan becomes an individual education plan. So Erica Johnson is our director of special education. She does an outstanding job. As you said, we have 50-plus employees on the certificated end, and then we have paraprofessionals that work in that program as well. Mm-hmm. We have school psychs, we have occupational therapists, we have speech pathologists that are all part of that program as well, and then certainly we have our special education teaching staff as well. So.
Boy, a lot goes into that, and you have to toe the line because you're getting both federal and state dollars. So there's a lot of requirements, so a lot of attention to detail, but you're meeting specific needs. You kind of have to evaluate. Everybody's going to be a little bit different, and the type, you know, there's probably needs that are, you know, across the board, but then there's individuals that require a little extra special attention or different type things, right?
Yeah, very, very much so. And that individual education plan is reviewed annually with parents. It's really a team approach to develop that plan for that student. So we're working with those families and schools. Sometimes we're working with outside agencies mm-hmm. If the family's involved with an outside agency. So it is very, each one is very unique to the needs of that particular student.
I'm looking at all the different categories that you have, services you provide in your special ed department, occupational therapy, speech language pathology, physical therapy, school psychology, that was one I wouldn't have guessed, deaf and hard of hearing services, audiology, vision services, orientation and mobility services. And then you've got life skills programming, transition house, and the autism team. So, yeah. I mean, And there's just a ton of different things that you're dealing with there. Do you have, I mean, does the board have interaction with these people, or you get updated every once in a while then?
Yeah, we typically do an annual report through the special education director. We do have building visits that our board goes on when time allows. And so I think we try and educate the board as much as we can on this program and really all of our programs. You know, the thing about our special education program is we're serving about 24% of our student population.
24%?
Through special education, yeah.
What number-wise, what's that come out to then?
Well, you know, we'd be looking at probably 1,000 kids in there that we are serving. Maybe a little bit under that
mark. That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that spans birth to 21, basically?
Yeah, that's birth to 21. Yeah, okay. That's birth to 21.
And as a percentage of overall enrollment, K through 12, basically, in the school system?
Yep,
huh?
It's about 23%
so
right there.
Almost 1 in 4.
Yep.
I never would have guessed it would have been that high. Yeah. I maybe would have gone as high as 15%. That's incredible.
But there's some really great things that are happening with that program, and I think the celebrations were a part of that report. But, you know, in North Platte here, we're graduating 85% of our special education population. The state average, I believe, is about 75%. In terms of services of our little in some sort of an early childhood program, we're serving 100% of our students. That's a little lower across the state as well. I believe that's about 80%. You talked about the life skills program. So we have a life skills program at our middle school level and at our high school level, where we're simply doing life skills is what we're doing. You know, different strategies that those kids can utilize when they graduate. And then we have our house as well. So we have a house that sits south of North Platte High School, and we have students that go to that house, and they cook, they clean, and then they go out on job sites and have work experiences and do some of those things. So that is a program that actually I believe started when I was the high school principal at North Platte many years ago. So we've seen that program grow over the course of time as well.
That's great. Running out of time, so I'll just let you touch briefly on, you always have to go through policies and patches of policies in different areas, and it seemed like what you dealt with yesterday was the booster clubs, parent-teacher organizations, parental involvement, things of that, and the handbooks. You have to update those every year and make tweaks. Anything that you think the public would be interested in that you dealt with on as far as revisions to those?
Sure. Well, I think it's good for the public to know we are in a policy review process. We're about halfway through that, and we really in-depth discuss our policy reviews at our committee of the whole meeting, and then we take action on those policies at our regular board meetings. So what you're seeing on this meeting is actually some policies that we had more in-depth discussion that carried over a couple of meetings worth.
Okay.
And we are now at a point that we feel comfortable taking action. So some very subtle language changes. We felt like that booster club policy, we didn't really change the content of it or the intent of it, but just really cleaned up the language so it's a little bit more clear on what the intent is.
Okay.
As far as handbook policy, the main thing we did there was clarifying by our attorney's recommendation actually and requirements there how we update the public or the people impacted by handbook changes if they were to come mid-year for any reason. And then similarly to that, the board does approve the handbook, and so if there are changes that need to be made mid-year, just bringing that through a formal process and a public process of the board approving that again. So those are the language changes that you see there in those policies. Nothing huge or major, to be honest with you, but just kind of cleaning some things up, making some language a little clearer.
And you post, there's links on the North Platte Public School website, right, to all the agenda. If people want to see what's on the agenda coming up in the next meeting, they can just go there. There's a section, right?
Yep, absolutely.
School board, and they can even see your bright faces, all the employees and everybody.
The agenda, right? The minutes, the past live streams of meetings, all of our policies, all of that can be found on the board.
You can't remain anonymous if you're working for North Platte Public Schools.
That is true.
Impossible. Even Brandon's on there. for sure. Brandon, how'd your para fair go last week?
It went really well. I think Kevin said they had 13 show up for it and got a lot of good information out and some good interviews. And
hope to get some hires out of it.
Absolutely.
All right. That's a good deal. Anything else that you wanted to mention here?
Well, next week, the principals come back. I mean, it's starting to get to the time of year where things pick up. On the 1st, our new teachers arrive, and on the 7th, the rest of our staff arrives, and then we have our district welcome on August 8th. And then on the 13th, our students come back, kindergarten through 9th, and the 14th, mm-hmm. 10th through 12th come back. So just a reminder, you can go to our nppsd.org website and mm-hmm. find school supplies and all those last-minute things for those class lists. And then on the 3rd, we actually have student council car wash at Advanced Auto from 12 to 3, so free donations and a nice little fundraiser for North Platte High Student Council.
Okay. School calendar, I'm sure, has been widely distributed, but if they don't have a copy, and they can get one on your website, right?
Yep, it's all on the website.
Print that off and put it on your fridge, or can you sync that with your phone to have it go on your phone too?
I would imagine so. I think
there's probably a way to do that. Yeah. I would imagine. I don't know how to do that. I still rely on the sticky notes and stuff like that. Seem to be my best prompt for remembering things, and even then I forget once in a while. So yeah, don't talk to my wife about that. She'll call me out on that. You said you were gonna do that. Well, I didn't stick it on my forehead, so that's my excuse. We've had the pleasure of speaking with Dr. Todd Rhodes, superintendent of schools in North Platte Public Schools, board president Emily Garrick, director of communications Brandon Peterson. Thanks so much for coming in. Enjoy that remaining waning time that you have to not have to show up at school, okay? About 2 weeks worth, it sounds like, right?
Right around the corner.
All right. We'll talk to you next month.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you.